Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And Bell.
Oh, okay.
Presented by Findlay Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Because you never know when the last one is, you know. So I know all too well, unfortunately, with the cut stuff. But, you know, here with the truck stuff right now is it's awesome just to be a part of Spire Motorsports. Thanks to Jeff and Dan and Mr. H for the opportunity. HendrickCars.com. I'm sure it looked great out front leading the race, and it wasn't just Kyle Larson doing it. So, you know, feels good to have another Kyle being able to do it and putting ourselves in victory lane. So,
And can somebody try to find Bill Heisel? He's the Hendrick doctor guy. Tell him I need him after the race, please.
Hey, do you want Mr. Bill at your car or in the, at your bus after the race?
Bus. I'm going to need a shot. Copy. He'll be at your bus.
Kyle Busch, after his couple of weeks ago last win, saying eerily, you never know when it will be your last. It turns out it was. And then at Watkins Glen, ordering the doctor as he's wrapping up the race to come give him a shot because he's not feeling well. And then he collapses on Wednesday in the simulator and suddenly passes away and shocks the world at age 41. John Fricke in for Dukes and Bell today. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. For more insight into this, we have reached out to Mitchell Northam, who is with USA Today, and he is their senior reporter covering things like NASCAR and such, and he's agreed to join us this afternoon to talk about this on the Sweet James Hotline. Hey, Mitchell, thanks for taking time.
Yeah, happy to join you.
Mitchell, do we have any... I mean, I don't think we're ever going to know unless HIPAA laws, you know, we may never know, but if there's going to be a legal charge against the doctor, a civil charge or something like that. But do you have any idea as to any indication that this tragedy could happen?
No, I mean, no, I think as far as his death, what all we know right now is really what, you know, the 911 call is kind of leaked out and been published. You know, I think that's over at our website and TMZ and some other places. And it sounds like on Wednesday while he was in that simulator, started coughing up blood and was hospitalized. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, like in today's age of social media and everything gets out and everything happens really fast. It sounds like nobody really knew that even happened on Wednesday. We didn't really hear until yesterday afternoon that he had been hospitalized. And then, you know, a couple hours later, you know, word comes that he had died. You know, I'm sure at some point, you know, we will get, you know, a cause of death and, you know, something from the medical examiner's office. But right now, this is kind of all we know.
Mitchell Northam is senior reporter for USA Today, talking about the impact of Kyle Busch here. How does he, Mitchell, in your mind, stack up against, we're talking about a guy that across the three series, and of course, back in the day, there weren't three series for King Richard, for example, to race in, but across all three series, has more wins than anybody in the history of the sport, 239 wins.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Denny Hamlin is somebody who had said, you know, you could kind of make a case for him to be on the Mount Rushmore of NASCAR. I think certainly you talk about like the top 10 drivers of all time. He's in that conversation. Just when you talk about, you know, this is a guy who had success at the cup level, really good success. He's ninth all time in Cup Series wins, you know, the highest level of NASCAR, and won two championships for Joe Gibbs Racing. But then you look at, you know, those two other series, the Truck Series and what is now the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, used to be Xfinity, used to be Busch, used to be Grand National. He has the most wins ever in both of those series, and, you know, was still winning at a high level as recently as a couple of days ago, last Friday, a week ago today, you know, won at Dover in the trucks. And so you talk about that number 234. I don't know that that's a record that is ever going to be broken. I mean, you mentioned the King, Richard Petty. He's the only other driver ever to have 200 wins, and he had a really long career. And, you know, Kyle Busch dying at just 41 years old, you know, it's a shame we couldn't have seen, you know, what that number could have became in over the next couple of years. If he had, you know, kind of gotten things back on track in the Cup Series. And I think at one point, you know, he really wanted to kind of catch Dale Earnhardt on the Cup Series wins. He has 76. Kyle's about, I think, 13 behind him. I think he has 63 Cup Series wins. So, you know, wasn't able to do that. But I think when you look at his career in totality, certainly one of the best to ever get behind the wheel of a race car, no matter the series.
Mitchell Northam of USA Today with John Fricke on 92 on the Game. It is race weekend, Indy 500, and then Coca-Cola 600. And, of course, I would think both, certainly the Coca-Cola 600, going to honor the Kyle Busch. Man, the Bushes, Kurt and Kyle, They earned a reputation, and rightfully so, Mitchell. I mean, they were kind of bad guys. They were, you know, mean to other drivers. They were mean. They were mean to the media and stuff like that. But it was almost like they, in a recent article you wrote about Rowdy, you know, Kyle Busch's nickname.
Yeah.
And but in a way, NASCAR needed them to be those kind of wear the black hat guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially in an era, you know, Kyle Busch comes along in the mid 2000s and then has a lot of success in the 2010s, and that's our post Dale Earnhardt era, right? And I think during that time we saw NASCAR's popularity wane a little bit, quite frankly. There was a lack of real personality in some of the drivers. I mean, you know, you can make the case that the best driver during that era was Jimmy Johnson, who, quite frankly, was kind of boring. You know, and Kyle Busch really did embrace that villain role and embraced, you know, wearing the black hat, and, you know, had his run-ins with Dale Jr. and Brad Keselowski and really anybody, you know, who wanted to cross him, Kevin Harvick. In that way, he kind of was a throwback to the Dale Earnhardts or the David Pearsons of, like, he didn't care who got in his way. If you were in his way, he was going to push you out of the way so he could get in a position to win. And so he's a throwback in that way, but also I think was kind of perfect for this new era of NASCAR, because he was incredibly memeable and quotable and perfect for social media. I think he really was somebody who, you know, there's a lot of Kyle Busch fans out there, but the other side of it was, is, you know, he was someone who a lot of NASCAR fans loved to hate, and the sport needed that. The sport needed, you know, this is what sports is about, right? It's a drama and entertainment, and it needs its heroes and its villains. And Kyle Busch was more than willing to sign up for that role, and I think is one of the greatest villains that we've had in sports in the last 25 years.
You know, because it's, again, like I was saying earlier in the show, Matthew, that it kind of stole a little bit from wrestling. It kind of say, hey, look, if we develop people as, you know, villains and heroes and things of that nature, mm-hmm. You know, Hulk Hogan went from a villain to a hero, and then we saw Dale Sr. go from a villain. People forget he was a villain for a long time.
Yeah.
And in the last couple of years, it flipped to him being a hero. And I was like, you know, as Kyle Busch's, you know, career wound down, maybe they would do that for him at the back end of his career, you know, kind of flip that around because they need to develop a new villain.
Yeah, I mean, as recently as a couple of weeks ago, I mean, he was kind of still embracing that role. I mean, him and Denny Hamlin were going back and forth and having their war of words. And you know, he's, I think his last, you know, one of his last Cup races, you know, he's talking about Carson Hocevar on the radio, and Hocevar might kind of be like the next guy in terms of like that Kyle Busch, Dale Earnhardt mold that has that personality and is willing to kind of embrace being that villain and, you know, can back it up with really good driving. But, you know, that's what Kyle Busch did, I think, during an era when NASCAR really needed that, whether it was, you know, pushing guys out of the way on the racetracks or fighting them afterwards, as he did with Joey Logano and Ricky Stenhouse. You know, had a dust up with Kevin Harvick once at Darlington. You know, and all those guys, you know, yesterday and even before that were like, you know, Kyle was, as much as he annoyed us or we hated him, he also made us better, and he was the standard, and we were all kind of chasing him. So I think that, like, he kind of has like this twofold legacy that he leaves as one of the greatest drivers and also one of the best villains.
Matthew, Mitchell Northam of USA Today, senior reporter with John Furcky on 90.9 The Game. Boy, you know, NASCAR, if you go back to Dale Sr. and the accident, and then you start thinking over the last, you know, couple of decades, you know, or so, losing, when you lose stars, like, because Dale Sr. was still obviously an active star, and then Alan Kulwicki and, you know, Davey Allison and Adam Petty, and then 6 months ago, Greg Biffle, I mean, and now, you know, Kyle Busch. When you lose stars like this, especially the, you know, when they're young or still at the top of their game, I mean, how big a star would Davey Allison have been? I mean, he would have been, oh my God. And, you know, has any sport have to go through this where they lose their stars still in their burgeoning and in their prime like NASCAR has?
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, NASCAR went through it a ton in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, thankfully we haven't had a driver, you know, die in the car on the track since Dale Earnhardt back in 2001. And that's thanks to a lot of the, you know, the safety innovations that came after his death. You know, with the harness that they wear in the car now and the safer barriers along the concrete walls. Yeah, I mean, you know, to lose Kyle Busch in this way, I mean, Denny Hamlin said something to the effect of like, you know, we've lost our Kobe Bryant. It kind of was as shocking as Kobe's death because it was so sudden yesterday. It was a surprise. But I'm seeing, you know, I'm driving. I live in the Triangle up in Durham, North Carolina, and I'm driving down to Charlotte today, and I stopped about halfway in Welcome, North Carolina, which is where Richard Childress Racing is. And there's fans coming up to the offices of RCR and the museum there and leaving flowers and packs of peanut M&Ms, you know, one of Bush's famous sponsors, and cans of Busch Light, and, you know, notes and letters and all sorts of stuff. They are kind of mourning this the same way that they did Dale. You know, I don't know that Kyle ever quite reached the stardom that Dale did, but I think it is being felt in the NASCAR community in a very similar way, unfortunately.
Mitchell Norman, Mitchell, you know, you mentioned Kobe Bryant and Kyle Busch, both passing at age 41 and both number 8.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. It is a sad day. I imagine it's going to be heartfelt at for the Coke 600 for Charlotte. It's going to be, I would imagine, something to watch on race day.
Yeah, well, I'm heading down there now, and NASCAR CEO Steve O'Donnell is supposed to speak to the media. And, you know, from what I've seen, you know, pictures and social posts from the track and stuff, there's cars that have, you know, posted, you know, Kyle Busch's KBM logo on their car, and you know, the Jumbotrons all have his face on them. You know, last night at the Carolina Hurricanes playoff game in Raleigh, they held a moment of silence for Kyle Busch and had his face up on the Jumbotron there and stuff. So yeah, I think it's, you know, unfortunately, like, the Coca-Cola 600 is supposed to be kind of the celebration of the sport, kind of one of NASCAR's majors, so to speak.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It might be pretty somber this weekend, and it might be a bit of a bummer. We'll kind of have to see what happens on the track, but there's going to be some drivers filling in for the cars that Bush was going to drive, and we'll see what happens there. But I'm heading down there now to kind of see what the vibes are.
Mitchell, do appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us here ahead of the Coca-Cola 600. Thanks much.
Yeah, thank you.
Mitchell Norman of USA.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.